The following show is intended for a mature audience.
Nope, not for the kids.
So if you're underage...
Go to bed.
Easily offended...
Get over yourself.
Oh, you got a gigantic stick up your...
Oh,
you are. Might want to go do some needlepoint or something.
It's the Gentle Silverwing Show on online gaming radio.
It's time to kick your feet up, tune in and waste some time. You're gonna waste 2 hours on Gentle Show tonight.
Hey there, dwarf!
Hey, Jesus!
It's like a tragic tale, all the crazy things he makes us
well,
do.
Well, I'm just glad I got my ale.
Hello, everyone. This is the Gentle Silverwing Show for the 6th of March, 2012. I am your host, Gentle Silverwing. With me, as always, Malone McGurl, the Brenning of Malone, the Taylor of Armors, the Brew of Beer, and the reason we have him for Toronto is warning at the top of the show. Hello, Crown Jenna.
Hail and greetings.
If you'd like to join in on the mayhem, you can log on to the in-game chat channel, which is OGR on the Antonia Bale server, where the OGR elite come to meet. If you'd like to download any of our skits, interviews, Jethro's parodies, Elkman's videos, get all of our social links, and much, much more, you can find them at kithacore.org. How are we doing today, Elkman?
Good.
Doing good?
Uh-huh.
No cat in the shirt?
No cat in the shirt.
No cat in the shirt today.
I'm amazed.
You know what I'm amazed at?
What?
We haven't gotten a single submission to the contest.
What?
Not a single submission so far.
Uh-oh.
I know. Let me double-check the website just to be sure. Going to kithacore.org. You see the thing that there says contest.
So nobody's interested in winning?
Apparently nobody wants a
deluxe
free...
deluxe edition?
Apparently nobody wants a free copy of Age of Discovery. Collector's Edition! That's right, Collector's Edition. So if you only have the regular version, you can upgrade to the Collector's Edition.
What do they get in the Collector's Edition?
I have no freaking idea.
Oh, what?
You have the Collector's Edition. What do they get? I don't have it.
Well, I know I got a house and another mount.
A house and a mount, okay.
And, God, I would have to go and dig out what I got. I don't remember.
I don't know.
You get the Lava Storm house, the mount.
Mm-hmm.
Something for Beast Lords.
Something
extra,
for Beast Lords.
An extra, pet for Beast Lords.
Okay.
Special one. Well, warder.
Right,
they
a warder,
call their,
yeah.
Their fighting pets.
I honestly don't know. I didn't get it, so.
I got it because of all the extra free stuff.
Ah.
Definitely wanted the extra free stuff.
I am seeing something in the chat channel there. There is interest. This no one's gotten any decent screenshots yet. Well, you got another week.
Come on, you guys can die out there.
You have another week. We're running this one until the 13th. And as soon as that one is done, we will start up another contest because we have 5 of these things to give out.
5.
We have 5 of these things to give out. So we're going to... continue with another contest. If this one bombs, then I guess we'll just come up with a different idea. I guess. Either that or we can always do one of those spontaneous giveaways, and if no one does it, we'll just give it away to a random person. I don't know. That's always a possibility. But I would prefer it if somebody actually earned it. Let's see. Esbeth on the Antonia Bell server is saying the Icewind Pegasus is the mount. There's also a robe and a cloak.
Yeah, I agree.
All right.
I just haven't used a lot of it.
Yeah, I would really prefer it if somebody actually earned this instead of me just giving it away to a random person.
I mean, I got the Lava Storm House, and I haven't really done anything with it.
Uh-huh.
But then I have so many friggin' houses now that it's not funny.
Yeah, no kidding, huh?
But I like it. It's really cool. I mean, I collect houses mainly for sets.
Yeah, I've noticed that.
Something I need to do again. I've just been sidetracked, but yeah.
Right. Well, Domino is online. Hello, Domino.
How you doing, girl?
And yes, she is not anonymous or role playing. You can clearly see she is within Medieval Syndicate.
Mm-hmm. I love that name. But again, I love the music too.
No, that's the Midnight Syndicate.
I know, but I still think they must know of Midnight Syndication.
Hmm.
You know? To do a name like that, they have to know.
Well, possibly.
I would hope so. If not, they need to be enlightened.
Enlightened to the Medieval Syndicate. Or the Midnight Syndicate, that is.
Yes. Midnight Syndication.
Really creepy music to...
No, it's great music.
To roleplay to.
Well, that and two films, too.
Hmm. So, as a reminder, what the contest is, we want... Okay, as it goes, Elquin has killed Jethel many, many times. Let me actually get here so I can read it. Elquin Jenna has gotten Jethel killed many, many times. Sometimes it was tragic, sometimes it was dumb, and other times it was hilarious. We're asking our friends to put their characters on the line... Send us a screenshot of a funny or creative way of dying in Norrath. Winner will receive a code redeemable for EverQuest 2, Age of Discovery, and we have found out since then that it is the Collector's Edition. For yourself, you can upgrade or have a second account, or give it to a friend to get them into the game. The contest runs until the 13th of March. Photoshopping is allowed, so hey, you know what? Even if it's not your death, I don't care. You know, go into a newbie area. You're bound to find a corpse somewhere of someone that hasn't revived yet.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be your death, okay?
Right, just come up with something funny. I mean, I know as a level 90 character, sometimes it is kind of hard to go anywhere and get killed in any kind of a creative way. You know, mostly you just go in and pow! Oh! But, you know, take a screenshot of someone else's body. And spell out words, build a pyramid out of them, anything, really. You know, using Photoshop, that is.
They have to be in-game shots, from in-game shots.
From in-game shots. You can, like, Photoshop one body from one area into another, you know, to create a mountain of bodies or something. Or whatever, you know, captioning. I mean, if all it is your body sitting there, but you got a really funny caption, you might win. So it's whoever... No, we're not opening up for votes. It's whatever me and Elquin think are the funniest.
Make us laugh.
Make us laugh, folks. It's what we're about. The only thing I ask is no original artwork, so don't draw anything out, and no computer renderings. Gotta be something from in-game. All right. And that is the Collector's Edition. And as it says on the post here, I don't even have the Collector's Edition. And I'm not going to steal one of these keys. That's not what they're there for. Here for you guys. Alright, so... Oop, I'm getting tells here.
You're getting tells. Yeah, the feigned death is allowed. You can use what is it?
Oh, okay.
It's a drink, and I can't remember the name of it.
Yes, hold on a second.
Jester's Cap? No, uh-huh. Not Jester's Cap.
Okay, Domino wanted to give me a tell here, and just... letting us know that Windstalker did not replace Domino. Did not, you know, she wasn't hired to replace Domino. She replaced Smokejumper as the EQ2 producer. Smokejumper is the executive producer, and he is in charge of EQ, EQ2, EQ Next franchise, and this had nothing to do with Domino at all. And she's also super nice and Canadian. And at some point, I would really like to get Holly Windstalker on the Jethel Silverwing show. So we can drive her insane.
be driven insane, yes.
No, I'm being told it's hair of the dog. I knew it was something.
For what?
That will make you feign death.
Oh, right, yeah, hair of the dog. I've got, like, a couple... I got a couple stacks of those from when we were doing videos.
Yeah, any good... Any provisioner can make you some, you know, fairly cheap.
Mm-hmm.
You can probably find them on the broker fairly cheap. Not really expensive.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, it doesn't have to be a real character death here. But, of course, if something random does happen, that is, you know, just incredibly funny. Works for me. Make it up, folks. All right. So that's promoting the thing there. All right. So contest. Kethacore.org. And just click the link that says contest. All right. Let's see what I have in my notes.
Notes!
I know I have notes. How stupid is that? Our show has notes. First off, let's go ahead and get rid of the birthdays.
I want to say happy birthday to Den Mom. It's her birthday yesterday.
Yes.
And I didn't get a chance to say anything on her Facebook page, and I'm bad.
Bad, Elquin, bad.
I didn't even get on Facebook at all yesterday. Well, maybe a little bit in the evening, and that was it.
Wow.
Well, you see what time I got home, too.
Yeah, true. You got home pretty late.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so yes, a very happy birthday to Naomi Demother from EQTraders.com. We love you, Mama. Demother. All right.
We'll have to play her song during the break.
Yes, we'll do that. Matter of fact, I will line that up right now so I don't forget it. Let's see here. Going to my thing here. Matt's songs. Den Mom, there it is. And we'll throw that on there. Here we go. Added to the music break. All right. So let's go ahead and announce some birthdays. We have Mish Connor, who plays Lambit. Lambit Silverwing, one of the original Silverwings of the Silverwing clan. Renee Ortiz. I know there's a character name in there somewhere, but God, it just slips my mind. Sophissa's birthday is this week.
Yep.
And David Hawkins. David Hawkins. Again, I don't know your character name, sorry. But for you guys, here come the birthday trolls.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
And the grand news of the week is Abe Vigoda is still alive.
I think Dave Hawkins might be Talk. Maybe. Don't know.
Oh, is that
possibly.
Talk?
Possibly. Seems about right, but...
Not sure.
Don't quote anybody on that, okay?
I'm not sure.
And shame on you.
What?
There's one you forgot that's coming this week. Birthday.
Renee, Sophissa, David... No, that's all I have in my notes. Moving on.
Yeah, do you have a mirror up there?
No.
Well, you need to go get one and look at it.
Who is that ugly bastard? are you saying is this guy's birthday?
Yes.
All right.
It's your birthday.
Well, it will be on Saturday.
Yes.
Celebrate your birthday. Well, it happens every year. We eat a lot of cheese and drink a lot of beer. You should be good and happy that there's something you need. A million people every day, you're starving in the street. Your daddy's in the gutter with a wretched and a poor. Your mama's in the kitchen with a can of Cycle 4. There's garbage in the water, poison in the sky. And guess what will be long before we're all gonna die?
Happy birthday! Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday! Happy birthday to you!
What's the matter, little friend? Think this party is a pit? Enjoy it while you can, or soon be blown to bits. The monkeys in the Pentagon are gonna cook our goose. The fingers on the button, all they need is an excuse. It doesn't take a military genius to see. We'll all be crispy critters after World War III. There's nowhere you can run to, nowhere you can hide. When they drop the big ones, we'll all get fried.
Come on, boys and girls, sing along, okay?
Happy birthday! Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday! Happy birthday to you!
Well, there's a beggar in the alley and he's looking for a fight.
There's a urinate on the corner buying everything in sight.
There's a mother in the ghetto with another mouth to feed.
Seems that everywhere you look today there's misery and greed.
I guess you know the earth is gonna crash into the sun.
But that's no reason why we shouldn't have a little fun.
So if you think it's scary,
and it's more than you can take,
then blow out all the candles and have a piece of cake.
Happy birthday! Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday! Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday! Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday! Happy birthday to you!
There, are you happy now?
Yes.
All right.
I'll be more happy on your birthday.
All right, so what you get me?
I'm not telling.
Tell me what you get me!
Nope, my lips are sealed and death to anybody who mutters a word. And those people know who I'm talking about.
People know about this?
Yeah.
I am now giving 1,000 platinum away.
Yeah, right.
Death.
As if I had 1,000,000 platinum, right? Yeah. Okay, we do have one sad death. Do what else? Yes. Any girl that grew up in the 60s.
I don't know.
Any girl that grew up in the 60s got moist.
6 and 8.
To Davy Jones. To Davy Jones. The youngest of the monkeys.
Aww.
And I might say, I believe it was the first made-up band on television history. You know how you have, like, you know, the Backstreet.
They were the first boy band ever.
They were the first pre-assembled boy band ever. And in memory of Davy Jones, here is Daydream Believer done by Gentle Silver Wing. Because I don't have the original, sorry.
I do.
Oh, I could hide neath the wing of the blue.
so we've lost Davy Jones.
Oh. You know, he was my first crush.
Aww.
I was like, well, looking at the timeline, I had to have been about anywhere between 6 and 8.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least grow, you know. So I had him for a couple years. So I grew with him. Because I watched him there every Saturday. You know. It was like, ah, the Buckets. And I had a big crush, I guess, on all of them at one point or another. You know, Davey was like first. And then Mickey Dolenz. And then it was sort of a toss-up between Mike and Peter.
Wait. How could you... Mickey Dolenz wasn't a good-looking dude. He still isn't.
He was sensitive. He was sweet and funny.
Well, all right.
I thought he was kind of cute. I mean, we're talking circus boy here, you know?
Now, of course, for the guys out there during the same period, sorry, Daisy Duke.
Well, and her little butt cheeks.
And Lonnie Anderson. WKRP in Cincinnati.
So I guess I'm showing my age. I grew up with the Monkees, first run, you know, not reruns.
Wow.
Saturday, you know, morning cartoon lineup, and then the Monkees, you know, it was like, you had to watch them.
Wow, you know, I personally hate to age you like this, but I wasn't around for first run Monkees. everything I saw was a rerun.
I know Peter Tork I went through a cancer scare for a while.
Yeah,
he went through the whole thing. And so it's really kind of shocking that they lost Davey out of the four of them.
Yeah.
You know? So.
Nothing else. We thought, you know, maybe... who's the guy that always wore the stocking cap?
That was Mike Nesmith.
Mike Nesmith would have been whited out long ago.
Mm.
Sorry, bad joke. I know.
For those of you who don't know, his mother was a secretary, and she invented...
Whiteout.
The typewriter liquid.
Yep.
Liquid paper.
She invented whiteout.
So, I don't think it was called whiteout then, but it's called liquid paper, but yeah. Anyway. Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, that was like, oh no! He was still touring!
Well, yeah, I know.
Him and Mickey are still touring. They're doing their own little shows. Matter of fact, I think Mickey is coming to Seattle area later on this month or April or something. Close.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So, yeah. Sad.
Aw.
Anyway, this was funny. You know, I'm in the RPLFG channel.
Mm-hmm.
And I won't name him his name, just because, unless he really wants me to.
Go on.
He pops up and goes, what is this? What is the Jethel show? Does he have his own radio hour? Does he talk about EQ and such? Or does he just disco dance in front of the webcam?
I'm disco dancing.
And then I had a tell from one person that says, I apologize for this person on behalf of the whole world. He didn't have a clue.
Nice.
So a bunch of us popped in and said, well, give it a listen. I mean, it's music and talk and madness. And
I'm not seeing that.
You'd have to scroll back.
No, I'm not seeing it. I mean,
it's in the RPLFG channel.
What's the name?
Do you really want me to say the poor man's name?
What is it, Logan?
Yes.
Thought so. I have him on ignore.
Why? Oh, now he hides. Don't be mean.
Not going into it. I just... Yeah. Anyway, moving on.
Okay. Well, anyway.
Moving on. All right. So let's see here. What else we have in notes? I got an apprentice.
Oh, my God.
I got an apprentice.
Let me guess. Female. Human.
Well, yeah. I mean...
I figured.
What were my choices? It was a...
Dwarf. An off-mirror, and a human female.
Well, you know, I figure it this way. If I'm going to have an apprentice hanging around my house, she may as well have nice boobs. You know? Well, she's here. I named her Julie. I don't know why I named her Julie. I don't know anyone named Julie.
Now you do.
Julie. Well, she's Julie. Oh, I actually need to... Here, let me show you how to be a bit more efficient with your trade. click. There we go. Now it's boosted up a little bit more. How much more time do I have on that? Let me see.
Now, supposedly, if you're supposed to do them every day, and the rewards that you get better and better. I've seen some people in my guild walk away with the greater essences of, yeah, it's like, wow.
Yeah. So there is 2 days and 9 hours now remaining on Chatterella's bow. She had the rare thing for it. So she's like, hey, I got this rare thing. Can you make this bow for me? Yeah, sure. All right. So I went ahead and got the apprentice, and she is currently working on the bow.
Rarina says they're random. I still think if you do them more, you probably have a better chance because...
Eh, I have no idea how it works.
I've never gotten one.
What have I... I've gotten some rare...
reactives?
Harvester items.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like amber, and I got a full stack of ebony, I think, the last time, but... No, not ebony. It was something else, but I don't have it on me right now, so I couldn't tell you. But, oh, yes, I do. Sumac. I got a full stack of sumac.
Ooh, nice.
From it last time.
Well, that's normal. That's not a rare.
Oh, that's not a rare?
No.
Ah, to hell with it, then.
Mahogany's rare.
Let's see. You can... Serest says you can reduce research time by 8 hours a day by doing quests.
Yeah, his little daily quest.
Yeah, yeah. They have you go out and buy and make something.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I've been doing that. I'm not going to do it during the show because I don't want my lag to go up. But I'll do it after the show. But yeah, I've been doing that. And you can go in and give him a pat on the back. Say, here, let me show you how to do this better. And then I stand behind her and slowly move the saw back and forth.
I know.
Rubbing her up against me and I there, Aria. Here, let me show you how to do that.
Yeah. Yeah, I figured.
But her name is Julie. And she's in my front room, actually. Along with the Coldane butler.
And now we know what those two do when you're gone.
Oh my god. It's like Downton Abbey. You know, I actually thought when they did the season highlight reel at the end of the last show, I was thinking to myself, we ought to do like a frame-by-frame parody of it using EverQuest models. Mm. Come on, I can do a good Carlson. Well, not right now, because my voice isn't too low right now.
But I have to get your voice down.
I like Downton Abbey.
It is an unsuspecting hit worldwide. I saw interviews with some of the castmates. They were not expecting it to be as big as it is. They thought, you know, it might be good in London... You know, in England and stuff, but Anglophiles love this shit.
We're getting it.
Oh yeah, we got it. I'm really getting into it.
It's hard to explain, but you have to watch it. But there's times when they do stuff happens, and Matt and I look at each other and just grin or go, "Oh my god!"
It was a bit of upstairs, downstairs. You know what I mean? Which, by the way, is also playing on PBS. The upstairs, downstairs. It is. And we're also getting into Sherlock.
Yeah, I love that. That's like, you know... well, he reminds me of Doctor Who. Honestly.
Yeah. Oh, Clorny
is... Doctor Who with guns.
Yeah, there we go. Clorny is telling us that I'm tame, that I'm just flirting with my apprentice. Someone named Jaxel married his trade skill apprentice.
Okay.
Wow. And I know the Soulfire Club actually has their trade skill apprentice as their barkeep, but he's very rude because he won't talk to anyone. But they made it part of the RP. I'm sorry, I will only speak to my employer. Be gone with you! Like, Oliver, be nice! What did we tell you about that? It's funny. It really is. And if anyone is interesting... interested, I should say. If anyone here is interesting, if anyone is interested, next Monday at the Soulfire Club, I have been asked to perform. So you can come on by and see Jethel perform in text. Text. Alright. Oh, we do have a ding. A member of the Legion of Githagor, Raspton, has gained an adventure level and is now a 62 Beast Lord! So there's your ding. Congratulations, Raspton. Yeah, during Ilarisia Day, there was a guide in Freeport marrying people, and me and Elkin drug ourselves over there, and officially, if not, you know, quickly, we got the short version. As,
Yes, to you, yes. Okay.
Yeah, as Mel Brooks would say, you got the short version, do you? Do you? Good, you're married!
Now, the guy did have a whole spiel, but...
Yeah, it was getting late.
Pretty quick.
It was getting late. So.
It's like, bunch of text. It was cool. Now, you know, I will say the guy did offer to have us do it in the... they have a wedding chapel thing somewhere.
Yeah, I received an email, in-game mail, I should say, about that, too.
And I figured you'd kind of go, no.
not. Jethel has never had big wedding. Jethel's had three brides throughout the 10 or 11 years I've been playing EverQuest, or actually 12 years now at this point, that I've been in Norrath, and he has never had a big wedding. The closest he came was his first one, and that ended in disaster. Marriage. What brings us together? Today. To twice out of your love.
This was fun. We were out in public. There was a bunch of people there.
Yes, there were witnesses.
Lots of witnesses.
There were witnesses, and I posted a screenshot on Facebook.
That was sweet. I didn't even think about taking a picture.
You mean I could have... gotten away with saying, no, it didn't happen.
You could have possibly done that, yes. Except for the email that the guide sent later would have reminded me. Buddy, we got married? Oh, I thought so. All that dwarvish ale.
They're really drunk. Oh, that reminds me.
Uh-oh.
That reminds me. We did receive... A recorded interview by Dufu. I haven't had a chance to listen to it yet. Let me find it. I almost completely forgot about this. Let me see here. Somewhere in here, somewhere.
Didn't he go down to California or something?
Yeah, remember last week I said that he had gone to California for something, but he didn't tell
us. I still haven't seen him. Has he gotten back yet?
I haven't seen him either.
Uh-oh.
Where the heck is it?
I don't know.
Me neither. Uh-oh. What the hell? I put it here somewhere.
Oh. I don't know. You showed it to me the other day, I thought.
Sorry. I'm in the wrong...
envelope.
I'm in the wrong folder. There we go. Okay, so we're going to listen to this in-depth interview. He says it breaks new ground and is... So we'll give it a listen. Here we go. Drunken Dwarf with his... with his long-distance interview. God, he went all the way to California for this. Okay, here we go.
Hello, everyone. This is Dufu, the Drunken Dwarf. And I'm coming to you live from Brass's Farm in sunny California. Really? Now you're going to rain? Alright, let's do this anyway. Many of you have questions about Brass. Where does she come from? What is she like? What does she do when she's not drinking ale? Well, I've found someone with all the answers to all your questions about Brass. That's right! And we're gonna get these answers from... Claire, the Drunken Goat! Hello, Claire. First, I'd like to thank you for joining me and your willingness to divulge such information about your good friend, Linda Brass Coulson. First off, let's get right to the nitty-gritty. Tell me, How much ale does she drink while she's on the job? Really? Oh, I thought it'd be much, much more. Oh, that's before noon? Wow, that's a lot of ale. So, how would you describe her goat-raising practices? Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. I see. So you'd like to see more alfalfa in your diet. Have you tried watermelon? Yeah, it's very juicy. Gets kind of messy after a while, but it's very good. Mmm, I see. What? You don't say. Well, what does Sage say about all this? Whoa. Hold it right there. That's not nice at all. Now, you go over there and apologize to her. Oh, said apologize. What? My mother was a sage. Take that back, goat. Oh, said, take it back. Uh-oh. Ah, the goat's packing heat! Ah, run away! Run away! Ah, ah, ah.
Did Dufu just interview a goat?
It sounded like a small herd of goats.
I think Dufu interviewed a goat.
And then he got shot at, and he hasn't been back?
Wait. The goat had a gun?
Well...
How does this work?
I don't know. Snakes kick, goats have guns. You know?
Wow.
I don't know.
Suresh says it is further evidence of the existence of the Hooved Mafia.
I believe that.
Okay, so Dufu goes to California, interviews one of Brass's goats, and gets shot at for his trouble. Okay. That's how this show's going today, huh?
Yeah, it's going to the goats.
Going to the goats. What if Brass is home for all that?
I don't know. I think if she was, then, you know, the goat probably wouldn't have shot Dufu.
I don't know. Alright, so let's see what else my goats. Wow. First he interviews a void storm last year. Now this year he interviews a goat.
Weird.
Wow. Alright, let's see what else is in my notes. I got an apprentice, I plugged the contest. Brew Day is coming up. Brew Day.
I think Sam's got a preview of it.
Yeah, you said that last week.
Well, I'm saying it again. I'm gonna have to check EQ2. EQTraders.com and see if Den Mom's got anything up yet.
Now let's see here. EQ2.zam.com. So no, I had to have gotten the Brew Day dates wrong anyway, so let's see. March events, blah 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 blah. Brew Day! Going from the 8th to the 19th? I have from the 8th to the 9th, I knew that was wrong. Lost a 1 in there somewhere. Yep, the Bar of Brel is to be open from the 8th to the 19th. Let me check out Den Mom's site, eq2.eqtraders.com. Brew Day and City Fest. Yep. Okay, so. Yeah, she does have a Brew Day 2012. Preview up. Wow, there's going to be a house out there that's going to looks like a giant keg. That's awesome.
Hey, the Chlorno Portal is still up on the calendar too, on the 20th or 19th.
All right. Very cool. Oh yeah, very nice stuff to craft. There's jugs and a case of aged port. That looks like an open case with bottles in it. That's very cool.
Way to make a real good-looking bar.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Put that on its side or something like that, or off to the side so it looks like you have stock. That's awesome.
The bar, the end all bars.
Now, wait a minute. They have something here called Tasty Tray of Muffins. But there's only one muffin.
Well, it's been, you know, it's a bar, but, you know, people eat, drink.
Oh, I see. Den Mom has a note here. These muffins were so delicious that all but one has already been eaten.
Yeah.
All right.
That's what happens when they're tasty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's going to be some quest rewards. Let's see. A book. Some barricades. I guess if you have an outdoor setting.
Mm-hmm.
A plate of chicken box tea? What the hell is box tea?
I don't know, but...
Oh, either. Let's see here. There's a distillery and fermentation tank, so it looks like you'll be able to set up your own still. And there will be a Betsy. Which is a cow plushie. So you can have
really?
Yep. So you can have your own farm outside now, I guess.
Can you tip Betsy?
I don't know. It does not say. I guess we'll find out. There are new bottles that you're going to be able to craft. New bottles.
Bottles are a must in a bar.
Of course. So, lots of stuff. And of course, the Brewmeister backpack going to be quested for. There is an item required to craft the backpack. I mean, you can currently buy it on the marketplace, I believe. Let me check that, see if it's still there. Marketplace appearance. Well, where are they? Bags. There we go. No, you cannot.
What?
You cannot buy the Braille's backpack currently. But you are going to be able to craft it, and it does need an item in order to craft it. So, more information on that as soon as it becomes available. Yes, Betsy is the cow that you can tip. Well, you can tip her in, she's in Thundering Steps, isn't she?
Yes, in the village there.
Right, I have no idea if you can actually tip this cow. We're gonna find out.
The plushie?
Yeah, the plushie.
I think it'd be funny if they added that.
Well, I mean, you can, if you just set her on her side, I suppose. Actually, no, some plushies don't like to be moved like that, do they?
No, they don't.
I guess we're gonna find out then, huh?
That would be funny.
Gonna find out. Alright, so Brew Day is coming. Let's see. The Dark Light Festival is still going on. And there are new items. You can see the gallery at kithacore.org. Go to kithacore.org. Go to the menu. And you'll see EQ2. Let me go there now. EQ2, and then I have a section there for City Festival. The city fair is what I have. It is actually a festival. I have fair, whatever. And then you choose your city, and then I have a gallery of everything that can be bought at the local specialties.
I know they're coming up with more pieces, like blocks and and stuff.
Yeah, there's a block, a half block, a short divider, a tall divider, There's a stair.
Step.
Yeah, a step, basically. Columns, tiles. There's a roof tile. The Nariac roof tile is now available.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
And a Nariac street lamp, which is new. And you can just click on each of those at kithacore.org at the gallery there, and I have detailed pictures. So there you go. All right. Let's see what else I have in my notes here, or shall we just go to a music break?
Well, I have news. My
news?
Well, yeah, my dungeon, my grind dungeon, Mob Fest. It made Hall of Fame.
Already?
Yeah, it's more popular than the other one.
Damn.
Told you.
Good job.
Well, You know, it goes back to saying, you know, people want dungeons that they can grind through, that they can get marks.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that is definitely a grind one. I'm still testing the next one I'm going to put out, which is going to be a definite mix. It's going to give you a lot of tokens, but there's going to be a storyline too.
Right. Well, here we go. Mob Fest, 300 marks, solo 90-minute run. It's currently number 9 on the Antonia Bell server.
Yeah, but you know, it's marked up.
Start.
Who's restarting?
Okay. I had to restart the, Is he playing a game?
No.
Okay, sorry about that, folks. I lost it on my end. It should be back up now. So I'm not sure how long we were down, but Mob Fest, Elkin Jenna's newest dungeon, has made the Hall of Fame.
Which proves that people would rather grind than, you know, than do a dungeon that's story-driven.
Hmm.
Which, like I said, this next one that I'm working on, I'm constantly testing and refining. We'll give a good, decent amount of tokens. I had it set for 250, but I'm going to decrease it down to 200 total. Just because by the time I got done to the end of one section, I don't think it was worth the extra tokens. And even if they do, it's going to be basically two sections. If you do the first section, you're still going to get over 100 tokens, I'm certain. Probably 120. If you want the rest, then there's another room that you can do, which is definitely just a straight-out, flat-out grind dungeon.
Right.
But it's still set up in such a way that it's be easy to do. Oh, and Lich's Lair now has a Lich.
Yay! Well, that would make more sense then.
Definitely need a Lich in a Lich's Lair.
It's the Lich's Lair. Where
that's on the Oasis server, and that's Chromie's.
Where's the Lich?
We don't know.
Clorny, not Clomy.
Clorny.
All right. So I say we're going to go ahead and take a music break.
Okay.
When we come back, Kiting Elkman. And to last week's player, sorry I wasn't able to get it out. Get the prize out sooner, but you didn't give me your address until recently. So when we come back, Kiting Elkman, the 10 questions of doom. Can you say doom?
Doom!
Doom!
Doom-de-doom.
And here we go, folks. It's a brand new song.
Well, not in real life,
but I'm logging in.
Alrighty, we have returned.
Yay! I hate being left alone in the dark.
I know. Now, before we go any further with any discussions, I've got to say that Como News, which is, what is that, Channel 4 here?
Yeah.
Channel 4 really needs to work on their wording of headlines.
Uh-oh, what'd they do now?
The headline reads, "Premature cremation of boy leaves questions into suspicious death." Now, I read that and thought the kid wasn't dead. Like, what? Premature cremation? That tells me the kid wasn't dead. But reading the full article, it says here that the boy's death is being deemed as suspicious, but the funeral home cremated his remains before they could do an autopsy.
No.
Oh yeah, but come on, that headline is wrong.
Well, you know, it did its job.
It got me to read the article. Yeah.
Dun, dun, dun. Yep.
Wow. That's yeah. Yeah. Okay. Are you ready?
I guess so.
You guess so? You sure?
Yeah.
All right. Here we go.
Hold on tight, you know she's a little bit dangerous.
It's time to play Guiding Elquin, right here on the Gentle Silverwing Show.
Hold on tight, you know she's a little bit dangerous.
Alright, it's time for Guiding Elquin here on the Gentle Silverwing Show, the 10 Questions of Doom. Here's how we play, folks. I got 10 general knowledge questions for Elquin. For example, if she gets 5 of them correct, I'm going to want 5 tells to me, and the 5th person to send me a tell will receive a random item from the swag box. As I said earlier, last week's winner, let me scroll back here, Pelides, yeah, I'll get that out as soon as I can, probably tomorrow. When I send out this next one. But, yeah, if Elgin gets 5 correct, I want 5 tells. The 5th person to send me a tell will receive a random item from the swag box. I'm not going to tell you what it is, because honestly, I don't know what's in the box still.
What's in the box? What's in the box?
What's in the box?
Your wife's pretty head.
No. Okay, so.
I'm in there?
I don't think so.
All right, so here we go. Now, last week we stated that Elquin was going to write 10 questions for me.
Oh.
She forgot to do that.
Aww.
So I had to pull 10 questions out of my ass.
Oh, no.
An hour before the show started.
So does that mean they're stinky questions?
They could be. They could stink. But I do have 10 questions here. Some of them just have nothing to do with anything. Because just like... Okay, I gotta come up with 10 questions quick. Okay, so, we are ready to go.
Oh, Lord. Okay.
Whoop. I'm not gonna do like I did last week. I gotta get a pen and a piece of paper and actually write down the score this time. Last week, I completely forgot to write down the score and had to do it from memory. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Yeah, we'll just do a check. Or an X, depending if you get it right or not. Okay, here we go. Question number 1 is also the duh moment of the week. A Sri Lankan man died while trying to break a world record for doing what? Take a wild guess. He died while trying to break a world record.
Drinking water.
No, I'm sorry. Question 2. Which total douchebag is losing all of his sponsors after calling a woman a slut on his nationally syndicated radio show?
Rush Limbaugh.
Correct. Douchebag.
I mean, that's all I needed.
Douchebag.
Oh, must be Rush.
One of the newer Doctor Who villains, the Weeping Angels, are only dangerous when...
You close your eyes.
Correct. Let's see here. Number four. Jack Lloyd said in an interview that his breakout acting role sucked and made his school life a living hell. What was that role?
Jack Lloyd. I don't know. I can't even figure out who Jack Lloyd is.
Okay, so you're saying give up on that one?
Yes.
Alright, we'll go over that in a minute. That's an X, not a check. There we go. Number five. When Dr. Banner gets angry, he turns into what monstrous hero?
The Hulk.
Correct. Number six. Bender Rodriguez is a primary character on what animated series?
Oh, Bender?
Bender Rodriguez.
Futurama.
Correct. You have to think about that one. Wow.
Well, all these other names started coming into my head for some reason.
Right. In the movie The Hunger.
Stop it! Sorry, Eric was coming up giving me Jessel smacks in the back of the head.
Okay, in the movie The Hunger, David Bowie's character is a what?
Vampire.
Correct. Let's see here. Now, you're probably not going to get this one, but I can't let you have 10 out of 10.
Oh, like I ever get 10 out of 10?
No, but, you know, I got to have one in there that probably the audience won't even get. Alan Smithy is credited with directing 76 movies between 1955 and 2011. What makes him so special? Alan Smithy. 76 movies, and you've probably seen some of them. What makes him so special?
He did him for cheap?
No, sorry. Next that one. Number nine. What is the deadliest mountain peak in the U.S.?
In the U.S.?
Deadliest mountain peak in the U.S.
I'd say Mount Rainier.
No, sorry. And number 10, what was the name of the Muppets house band? The band. The Muppets house band.
Well, the only Muppet band that I know is Dr. Teeth.
That's the name of a character. What's the name of the band?
No clue.
You don't know?
No.
Ask the boy. Maybe he knows.
Okay,
ask the
Eric,
boy.
Eric, what's the Muppet band's name? The house band, the Muppets. Dr. Teeth and the Mayhem? Mayhem? Mayhem.
Mayhem?
Mayhem? Dr. Teeth and the Mayhem?
That's...
He's thinking. Hurry up!
No, he's looking it up is what he's doing.
No, he's not.
You're close.
Electric Mayhem.
The Electric Mayhem is correct. What the hell was that?
That was him hitting the wall. Now hush.
Yeah. Okay. Let me see here. My screen is blank. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Six correct, so I want six tells, and the sixth person to send me a tell will receive a random item from the swag box. Now, let's go over these questions. Let me get my notes back up here. Okay, number one, the duh moment of the week. A Sri Lankan man died while trying to break the world record for being buried alive. He was in there for like 3 days, and he died.
You
fucking moron. Okay. Total douchebag that's losing all of his sponsors after calling a woman the slut on the show was Rush Limbaugh. total douchebag.
He's even losing AOL. I mean, that's pretty bad when AOL pulls its advertising dollars from you.
I am pretty sure that this one incident is going to kill Rush Limbaugh's career, and I hope it does. Because, Rush Limbaugh, you are total douchebag. All right, let's see. Number three, newer villains, the Weeping Angels, are only dangerous when you are not looking at them. If you are looking at them, they turn into statues. Do you remember how you... Do you remember the foolproof way of trapping them for good? Hun?
No.
Get them to look at each other.
Oh, yeah, they can't... Yeah.
If you get them to look at each other, they're constantly being looked at, and therefore they can no longer, animate. Okay, number four. Jack Lloyd said in an interview that his breakout acting role sucked and that it has made his childhood a living hell. That was Anakin Skywalker from episode 1. Matter of fact, Jack Lloyd has given up acting altogether. He says he'll never do it again.
Really? I didn't know that's what his name was.
Yep, Jack Lloyd.
How could... I mean, he's gonna change. His facial features are gonna change. No child
Hun,
actor...
Do you realize how old he is?
No.
That was 15 years ago. He's in his 20s.
And he's still being pigeon-toed?
No, not pigeon-toed. Everyone is making fun of him. All of his friends. He said all throughout his school, you know, all throughout his years in school, every time he'd walk down the hall, everyone would be like... And shit like that. So the role made his life a living hell. He's never going to act again, he says.
Oh my god. That's kind of sad.
So congratulations. Friggin' George Lucas, you asshole. Alright, moving on. Number five, when Dr. Banner gets angry, he turns into the Hulk. Yes. Coming off. Bender Rodriguez is a character on Futurama. Bite his shiny metal ass.
That's what threw me off. I forgot what Bender's last name was.
Yes, it's Bender Rodriguez. There's a middle name in there, too. I don't know what it is.
That means he's Spanish-made?
Mm-hmm. Yep, okay. He says he was made in Mexico. All right.
Okay, yeah, I remember the one where he goes to look for his maker.
Something like that. In the movie The Hunger, David Bowie's character is, well... It's not real clear what he is, because he can't be a full vampire, because he ages after 50 years.
Yeah.
Maybe a
but
ghoul?
But he is a vampire of sorts.
Yeah, maybe a ghoul of some kind, or something like that. But he's not a full vampire. But I would accept vampire, because I really don't know. I don't think they ever explain it.
I believe he's supposed to be some sort of space alien.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get that from that at all.
Or maybe I'm getting another one mixed up.
No, that's the man that fell to Earth.
Oh.
Okay. Number eight, I didn't expect anyone to get. When a director has lost control of his movie, you know, either through producers interfering, writers interfering, sponsors interfering, and it is no longer his vision of a film. He's lost complete control of it. He can petition the Directors Guild of America, and they can appoint, if they find, you know, that this movie is crap due to no fault of the director, to have the director's name pulled from the credits and replaced with the name Alan Smithy.
Oh!
So if a director has lost total control, and this is, he just wants his name off this fucking movie... It can be replaced with Alan Smithy.
I didn't know that.
But he has to petition the Directors Guild of America.
Wow.
And he has to prove that this movie sucks due to no fault of theirs. All right.
So didn't know that.
Yep. Yeah, I found a whole list of them. You can look at Internet Movie Database. Do a search for Alan Smithy. That's with two E's at the end. Alan Smithy. And there are 76 movies.
Wow.
That has been credited to Alan Smithy. Okay, number nine. the deadliest mountain peak in the U.S., Mount Washington, New Hampshire, has claimed 135 people.
Well, I guess Mount Rainier better get its acting gear.
You want Rainier to kill more people? Let me look this up here. See, Mount...
I know Mount Rainier, Rainier is pretty darn dangerous.
Stats. Looking it up. Mount Rainier fatalities. Let me see here. Looking it up. I'm trying to find it.
He's looking.
Hold on a second. Find Rainier.
Yeah, he's looking. Isn't it fun when you start looking for stuff? All the stuff you can learn.
Nope, this site isn't going to work. That's covering the whole park.
Well, there's a lot of deaths up there.
Well, you can't cover the entire park, because it covers, like, plane crashes and stuff like that in the park. No, that's not going to work for them. Anyway, but according to Yahoo News, Mount Washington has the most deaths in the continental United States.
And this is the very same mountain that you want to take me up to.
Well, you don't climb it. You take the train. I don't think the train's ever failed.
I hope not.
I am still looking for more people to send me a tell. I'm getting back to EQ2 here. Yeah, I've only gotten 4. I need 6. Send me a tell, folks. You can repeat. Need more people. More people. Apparently people don't want random swag. I don't know.
Well, a lot of them have won recently, too.
Oh, that's true. But, you know, just keep sending tells. Okay, anyway, let's see here. And then the last one, here we go. The name of the Muppets house band is Dr. Teeth and the Electric Mayhem.
Well, I was getting there.
Well, that's why I said more.
Eric didn't say a word. He was just staring at me. I guess I was reading his telepathy.
Uh-huh.
You know, I guess you look at the boy and I think of mayhem.
Okay.
We are those who are known as Dr. Teeth and the Electric Mayhem.
Which, of course, is Dr. Teeth, Zoot.
That's the female.
Floyd. No, Zoot is the bald guy that plays the sax.
Oh, okay. What's the female?
Janice. And Animal. Do you know who their manager is? The Electric Mayhem's manager.
I kind of know, but I can't remember his name.
Scooter. Scooter, yes. was the Electric Mayhem's manager. Because he owned the bus.
Mm-hmm.
He owned the tour bus. All right, so. Yeah, I'm going back to that guy that... buried alive. Yeah, that's just dumb.
That was really dumb.
You could say he was in over his head.
Oh, God.
Sorry, I even had that written down so I could quote it.
You did. You set that up. You found that just so you could do that.
Yeah. No, some people are just a little too dirty for their own good.
Oh, my God. You've really buried this joke 6 feet under. I got one!
Nice. Well, at least you didn't have to move him very far to bury him. You know, if the guys on the men's room, 99.9 on in Seattle, ever hear this show, they're ripping us off completely.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so let's see who won. What do we got here? Looking for number 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 is Casey. Casey from the Antonia Bale server. Casey. So, Casey, what I want you to do is send Jethel a in-game from the swag box. There we go, Casey. Congratulations. All right. That's it for another episode of Kiting Elkman and a hiccup.
I thought that was just my headphones.
Nope. My hiccup's right in the middle of that. Sorry about that. All right. Let's see. The only other thing in my notes is that the character select is back on the launch pad.
Nice.
So you can now automatically log into a character instead of going to the character select screen.
That's nice.
Which is good.
It's good.
Actually, let me take a look at this. They still don't have the automatic login after patch, though. Oh, autoplay. Okay, it is there. Well, it was there. Oh, okay, it's not showing because I'm already playing.
Duh. Yeah.
Okay, so autoplay is there. But yeah, the character select is now there. It's on the upper right-hand corner. And I see my characters.
Yay.
Yay, characters. All right. That's all I had in my notes. You have anything else?
No.
Abe Vigoda is alive.
None I could think of, not really.
Abe Vigoda is 91 years old.
That's a lot.
Yep. Pretty soon he'll be as old as he looks.
Wow.
I know, right? I know.
You're too happy with that button.
It's fun.
You come up with reasons just so you can hit it.
You mean you don't like it when I push my own buttons?
I just opened the door for you and said, go on through.
Alrighty, so yes, Casey, send me your real mailing address, and I'll make sure you get something nice from the thingy. Let's go ahead.
Make sure he doesn't put any dead gerbils or something in it.
I wouldn't put a dead Hobbs might, but I would not put a dead gerbil in anything.
Speaking of Hobbs, I ended up getting him one of those
automatic.
I got them the pet fountain drink thing.
Mm-hmm.
Circulates the water, keeps it fresh, filtered, you know.
Yeah.
And boy, he was over there checking it all out.
Hey, ready water!
At the water, and he actually drank. I watched him drink because he.
Well, good.
I don't think I've ever seen him drink out of the bowls around here.
Well, not out of the toilet bowl, anyway.
No, I've never seen him drink out of the dog's bowl.
I have.
You have?
Yeah.
I've always caught him at the kitchen's faucet. You know?
Yeah, he does like fresh water, doesn't he?
Yeah, so...
Damn that cat and his fresh water fetish. He gets in the shower with us just to drink.
This water tastes like mom!
He's funny. He likes to be there right when we're out of the shower, and he has to be petted, even though you're wet. You know? So I dry my hands on him.
Yeah. Nice. Well, at least he gets a bath, right?
Yeah, he gets a bath.
Oh, brother.
One way or another. But yeah, that was like a good kitty toy there for a few minutes. He was over there all over it.
Oh, good.
And hopefully he'll continue to use it.
Although I'm the only one buying toys for the dog. I get him 3 little balls that are made out of nylon rope. They're just balled up rope.
Just stuff he can chew on.
He likes it. I pulled out the balls and he's like, oh, balls! Throw the ball! Yeah. That's my dog voice, by the way.
And it's bad when we're eating dinner. You're not going to eat that, are you?
Oh, you mean my dog voice?
Yes!
When he's just looking at you. Like, you're wrong! Not gonna eat that, are you? sure am hungry down here. I know, I'm bad.
Oh, you're bad. But it's funnier than him. Well, I took the plunge.
The plunge?
Yeah.
What plunge would that be?
I got an e-reader coming.
Which one to get?
I got the Kindle Fire.
Oh.
But I got a refurbished one, which was like $30 cheaper.
Well, that's still good.
So, with free shipping, it's $183.
How is that $30 cheaper? Oh, with tax.
Yeah, with tax.
Okay, I was going to say, how is $183 cheaper than $175? Or $195?
And one of the people I work with, he's got a Kindle Fire, and his mom's got a Kindle Fire, and...
okay, well, that means I don't have to get you a Kindle Fire, and I can get myself a pad. All right.
Yeah.
So I was looking at that. I was like, you know what? These Kindle Fires are okay, but this Droid tablet over here is just a few dollars more. And it's bigger than the Fire.
Oh, wow.
I just wish the tablets could make phone calls.
You gotta hold this big thing up to your ear.
No. You got a Bluetooth.
Jeez. Weird.
No, if they can make... if I could find a decent tablet that would also make phone calls, I wouldn't worry about my damn phone. By the way, let's talk about that friggin' exchange they tried to do. Oh my god. I have a G2X. Oh, we both do.
Mine's fine.
We both have the G2X. Yours had a problem the first time, then you exchanged it and it was fine.
Yeah.
Mine was okay. I had a problem with the GPS. So I returned it thinking, hey, maybe I'll get one that the GPS will be fixed on. You know, it shouldn't take 5 minutes to get a signal. And the replacement comes back. Suck! The G2X has a known issue where it will go to sleep and not wake up. So you have to actually yank the battery out of it in order to get it going again. I have gone through... I'm on the third exchange now. This one seems to be going okay so far. It did it to me once on the first night, but it hasn't done it since. Crossing fingers and knocking on wood on that one. Seems to be going okay, but they tried to replace it. You know, after the third time, I'm like, okay, look, I want a different phone. I want a different freaking phone. What do you got? And they're like, well, the only thing that we're authorized to do a full exchange on is the Sidekick. I'm like, well, I think that's the phone our friend Tim has, and he seems to like it. All right, let's do it. So they set it up that they're going to send me the Sidekick. In the meantime, I go to the T-Mobile website and compare the G2X to the Sidekick. Are you fucking kidding me? This is like trading in my PC for a calculator. No! And you went linked it.
I have noticed.
Yes, you just logged out. But anyway, it's like, are you freaking kidding me? This is not a suitable replacement. So after I get done reading up all the stats on the Sidekick, I call T-Mobile up. It's like, look, when this thing gets here, when the Sidekick gets here, I'm refusing it. And I tell the guy, you know, this is not a suitable replacement, and I'm not accepting it. Like, well, the only other option you have is to keep replacing the G2X and see if you get one that works properly for you. I'm like, well, you know what? I'm going to have to keep doing that because I'm not going to accept an inferior phone with the money I've spent. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
No way. So this one, you know, like I said, it did it to me on the first day. It went to sleep and I had to yank the battery. And that's when I called for another replacement. It did it to me the first day. It has not done it since. Knock on wood. I better not do that. The dog's going to start barking.
Yeah, he will.
But knock on wood, crossing fingers. So, yeah. Here's hoping. Barack is saying that he's got himself a Samsung Galaxy Epic. And Wow, wish I could afford that. Yeah. Unfortunately, no. I did look into that one, and it's awesome. Oh, well.
Now let's try this again.
Try what?
Logging back in.
Oh.
I was zoning, and I got dumped.
All right, so let's talk about... Let's plug the heck out of that that contest once more. We want funny death situations. We want screenshots. You can Photoshop it. You can caption it. Whoever sends us the funniest screenshot of a funny or interesting death will get a copy of EverQuest 2 Age of Discovery Collector's Edition. If you don't already have the Collector's Edition, you can upgrade your account, or you can give it to a friend to invite somebody else into the game. We got 5 of these. I will be running 5 contests. But I have not received any submissions for the Death Picture Contest. I'd like to get some. You can go to kithacore.org.
Throw the man a bone!
Throw him a bone! But yeah, go to kithacore.org and you will see the first... post right now says contest. So go ahead and go to that. You can upload right there. Just leave a reply to the post and you can upload an image. Got it set up. So go ahead and do that. And you got one more week. I'm going to go until the 13th and then we're going to start a different contest. If I don't have any submissions by the 13th, I guess we just need to start a new contest because nobody liked this one. So there we go. All right, so we'll do that. 13th, and also next week we should have the brand new community manager for EverQuest 2, the Paestro, is supposed to be here with us.
Cool.
The Paestro.
And we will introduce the Paestro to the masses.
Is he going to bring pie?
Well, he wouldn't be the Paestro if he didn't. Personally, I'd like to meet the Banana Breadstro. You need to make some banana bread.
Oh, okay.
But no nuts, no walnuts. You can throw some chocolate chips in there.
What?
You heard me, throw some chocolate chips in there. Someone just posted that on, Rich Schmedler. One of my friends here on Facebook, just posted a picture of banana bread with chocolate chips. So
and
I
now you want to be a copycat?
I demand banana bread with chocolate chips. And I want it. So you get it.
No, we need some ripe bananas.
Okay, well, we'll get some ripe bananas. I can do that.
Okay.
All right, so.
I got something else.
Huh? What?
The Devil's Carnival.
Oh, yes. From the producers and writers of Repo, the Genetic Opera, The Devil's Carnival is coming out. Go on with that. Go on.
Well, they're going to do it, I guess I'd call it indie style, like they did when they brought out Repo. They're doing a tour. The cast members are doing a tour.
Nice.
Along with the showings.
Some of the same cast as Repo, not all of them.
A good portion.
Terrence Tzenish, of course.
If you're curious that it's coming to your town, go to, what is it, thedevilscarnival.com?
I believe so. Let me check that. The Devil's Carnival. Yes, it's thedevilscarnival.com. And you can check that out. And let's see here. It's got a nice flash thing coming in. Blah, blah, blah. The Devil's Carnival. I like this site. I think it was really well done.
Oh, yeah. I think it's cool.
The Road Tour. Road Tour 2012. All right. Road Tour 2012. Da-da-da-da-da. What is this? All proceeds go to the independent tour. You can get 3 levels of tickets. The Sinner's Pass gets you a ticket to the show. The Carney's Pass gets you a ticket to the show and a pre-signed poster. And the Ringmaster's ticket gets you a ticket to the show, a pre-signed poster, and a meet and greet with the cast.
And that's the one we're going to go to.
Ooh,
why not?
Nice.
Why not?
Yeah.
I mean, I think you would like to meet Darren Bosman,
Mm-hmm.
The creator of, well, the director and everything of one of your favorite movies.
Saw.
That's all his.
You think
but at least one through four, I think he did, and then he let somebody else do it.
Nice.
And I will say that Saw was really cool. And I believe he's going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll have a chance to possibly shake his hand and tell him that you thought Saw was wonderful.
Saw was great. I'm not obsessed with it, though. But when you get home, you'll notice your children are missing. Hello, Darren. I want to play a game.
I'm sure he gets that all the freaking time.
Probably.
His friends probably called him up. Be like,
hi there. We want to go grab a beer.
He probably gets that all the freaking time.
All
right.
That's something you look forward to.
Mm-hmm.
That's sort of part of your birthday present. How's that?
Okay.
He's good?
He's good. But what are you getting me on Saturday?
I'm not telling.
I want presents!
Oh, well, no.
No.
Not quite.
What?
Not quite.
What? Not quite what?
Not quite. Just that.
Not quite what? Not quite presents? What?
Yeah.
So I'm getting something, but it's not a present?
Well,
What, are you getting me a lung?
No.
Here, we know it's your birthday. We took out your lung. Here, you can have it back.
Nice. Alrighty. You know what? I'm tired. I'm sore.
You're tired and you're sore?
Sore and tired. And it's just about that time anyway, so I want to thank everyone for listening. Thanks for tuning in, folks. Barack says that she's getting me a threesome. I want to know who the third person is. Domino lives too far away.
Jeez. And maybe by next week I'll have a new dungeon to promote.
Yes.
I mean, once I get this thing worked out as far as...
Hmm?
Well, the amount of tokens is good so far. But now I'm sort of tweaking it just a little bit as far as difficulty. I think I'm going to... I hate those guys.
All right, well, next week we'll have an update on yet another Dungeon by El Quinjena. I will have the podcast for this week's show up probably tomorrow. And I want to thank everyone for tuning in. Remember, there is a contest going on at KithaCore.org. Just go to KithaCore.org, click the link that says Contest.
How come they're saying clump in the channel?
Oh, for who's going to be the third member of the threesome. No, we want the cool kind of threesome. That's the bad.
But I miss Clump.
Bad threesome. I don't want to have a threesome with you and Clump.
But I miss Clump.
Well, so do we. But, you know.
There. I think I tweaked it enough.
All right.
We'll see.
All right, folks. I want to thank you all for tuning in. Love you all to pieces. I'll have the podcast up tomorrow. You know, I always have a hard time closing the show. I keep repeating myself.
I know you do, because you really don't want to go.
I don't want to go. But my back is freaking killing me.
You don't want to go.
I don't, but here we go. Goodbye, folks.
Well, that's it. You've wasted another night listening to the Jethel Silverwing Show. I'm your host, Jethel Silverwing.
I'm Elquin Jenna.
I'm the Drunken Dwarf.
I'm Cheez-It Nibblebun.
This show is brought to you by Online Gaming Radio. Our technical advisor is Spike Link Death. Facts and Intelligence brought to us by The Grassy Knoll. The Jethel Show is produced by
a 4-pound jar of jelly beans, 2 badgers,
a package of expired Twinkies,
a sack of walnuts,
Biff, the weird guy who hands out free candy behind the school in a long trench coat down the street, and a small rock.
Yay, rock!
Be sure to catch the show every Tuesday at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, and 2 a.m. in the U.K.
There's a 2 a.m.? Why doesn't anyone tell me these things?
So, for myself, the Drunken Dwarf, Cheez-It, and my love, Elkunjena, keep your arrows in the air and your feet on the ground.